Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I had miscalculated his retirement time. I had forgotten that with leave to be taken, he would be gone soon, and my visit to the police station was possibly the last time I'd see him. "How long have you been in the constabulary?" 30 years, came the reply. That is a long time of serving and supporting the public in what is often regarded as a rather thankless role. I wished him well and God's blessings for the future. I'm excited that the James Webb Space Telescope launched on Christmas Day. It has been a long time, decades, in the preparation. A member at Good Shepherd Coventry has been working with one of the instruments on board for 13 years. That's a long time as well. In my visits and contact with folk, I am visiting people close to or in their 90s. That's definitely a long time. I forget where I heard it, but in about 4 weeks' time, Her Majesty the Queen's platinum year of her reign begins. Another long time. What is a long time? I can remember thinking as a child that the time between Christmases was a long time, whereas now it can be more of, what, it's Christmas already? I encounter people who have problems in their relationships for a long time and seek to end things. And my sense of things over the decades is that the long time is getting shorter and shorter. I'm not saying people should put up with problems. Good communication and a desire to resolve things is always helpful. But I do make the point that in a 50-year marriage, there are invariably problems and circumstances that need to be worked through and can seem never-ending at the time, but can come to an end and contribute to a deeper relationship where there are more good times than not in the 50 years. What is a long time? I'm drawn upwards to the sun, whose light I see left the sun 8 minutes ago. Don't look at the sun, but we are looking back in time. The James Webb Space Telescope, when in position 1 million miles from Earth, will be able to see infrared light that will allow us to look back an estimated 13.5 billion years. Now that is a long time. And yes, I'm excited by what may be discovered and the new learning to come. Nevertheless, sometimes this perspective can make us seem so small and insignificant. King David once said, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?" Psalm 8 verses 3 and 4. Christmas and Easter proclaim to us that God knows and cares for us personally, that we are not cosmic flukes, and that in the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, to rescue us so that we could live as God's children for the longest of times. In the vastness of the universe and of time, this message about Jesus proclaims to us that we, each single human being, are significant to God. That's mighty comforting to know all the time. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, we thank you for sending us the light for the world, the Word who became a human being and lived among us. Make the light of faith shine within us and be seen by those around us. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.